You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pitch to Chad, a fastball, and he strokes it dead center. On the run, Lagares at the wall and out of room. Chad Pinder picks the team up and carries them around on a three-run homer.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. As the A's will lose game one of this three-game set between the A's and the Minnesota Twins. And the final in this one, 3-1. Ken Korak joins us. And Ken, I mean, it's just, it is the same story. It is what it is. I hate to put this out there, but, you know, the bottom line is the A's have scored one run or less 15 times this season. 15 times. And they're not scoring. And if you actually look at the game notes, I didn't do that, but they went into the night hitting 183 in the last 23 games, 183. So that would actually drop. So lowest batting average in baseball, you're not going to score a lot of runs, especially if you're not hitting home runs either.
No, it's a broken record, Chris, and I'm not sure what the answer is, but it's gone on for a long time. So as we said toward the end of the broadcast, oftentimes the evaluators, general managers, wait until you're about 6 weeks into the season and try to make some decisions. You know, we'll see if something like that might happen here. I don't know what the answer is, but as we said, you know, many times, Chris, find out the guys you feel like you can go forward with, and that's really the most important thing right now. And but you're right, it's been really tough. And when you're hitting, like, you know, 180 or less for 23 games, it's tough, and they continue to get good pitching, and I think that's the one plus this year. But you look at the Minnesota season series, they've played four games against them and they've scored five runs. They've lost three of the four games by one run, the other by two runs. But it's been rough, and it's not for lack of effort. I have great respect for what the A's hitting coaches have done, and Tommy Everidge and Chris Krohn. They're out here early, they're working tirelessly, but, you know, right now for the A's to have, you know, a respectable season, Chris, and goes without saying, they've got to get something going offensively.
Yeah, if we start looking just at the calendar, if the season started on the 8th of April in Philadelphia, we're basically at that six-week mark. You know, you got the game tomorrow, you got Wednesday, a day game, then a day off, and then you head for the road, so we're pretty much at that point. Yeah. We'll be interesting to see, you know, what is going to happen, because you can't flip the entire squad.
No, and the A's will be 40 games into the season, one quarter of the way on Wednesday. And I think that one of the things, and you and I talked about this a while back, where is the best place to develop your players? And if the feeling is that with some of the guys who are struggling, this is still the best place, and the A's evaluators, and they've done a very good job at that. Let's not forget, the A's have been to the postseason 11 times since 2000. So they know what they're doing in the front office. And if they feel that this is still the best place, then you have to go with that decision.
Well, I will tell you this. One fabulous thing tonight, Bernie Williams and his guitar and the national anthem was incredible.
That was the highlight of the night. And the interview, you had a great interview with him, Chris, and it's good to see him down there. And, I think of John Sterling and the home run calls, right?
Yeah.
Bird, baby, bird. So, yeah, it was cool that he was here, for sure. Class act all the way.
And the only way we will ever speed you up in an interview is for a guy who's won four World Series rings.
Well, I've had plenty of airtime over the last 27 years. Don't feel badly about kicking me out of there and bringing in, you know, one of the better center fielders of his era, man.
Well, it's tomorrow will be an interesting day from a standpoint as Cap's going to take the mound, and also Cole Irvin is going to be taking the mound in Stockton. I got a chance to talk to Cole before the game, as he stopped by the A's cast set, but wasn't on the air, but we had a little conversation, and he feels good. He's going to throw a lot of pitches, and really, he could pitch now for the A's, but they want to see the bounce back. So if he pitched now, you wouldn't want to have to put him back on the IL, so let's pitch now and see what you got after, see if you feel well, and then boom, okay, let's reinstate him.
Yeah, maybe next week against the Mariners, or, I mean, conceivably Sunday against the Angels. The A's do have the day off on Thursday. So, and I think the A's feel comfortable with Zach Logue, even though it was relatively short today, four and a third. But five hits and two runs, not bad. They went to the bullpen in the fifth. So, like I said, I mean, the A's pitching has been outstanding. And the guys that have been called up. Martinez had a really good game against the Tigers. Logue has done a good job, so can't complain about the pitching, Chris.
I'll just say this, and you don't have to agree. I know we're playing by a playbook right now. When I think about development and what's best to find out about a guy, I mean, I wouldn't have mind Logue pitching a little bit more. I mean, you look at his pitch count at 82. He's gone deeper than that. Let him go a little bit. I don't mind a guy struggling and working through some struggles.
Absolutely, and I think that's a definition of a great pitcher, like with Frankie Montas yesterday and pitching out of several tough spots, especially early in the game in the third inning when the Angels had first and third and one out and he got out of it. So you're right. I mean, he wants to win ball games, and they had the two right-handed hitters coming up in Garlick and Urshela, and that's why Acevedo came in. We knew that Luis Arraez was going to hit for Garlick there, and Acevedo got him out on the first pitch. But so, you know, you can't argue with what Mark is trying to do. He's trying to win some baseball games too.
Good stuff. We will see you tomorrow. Have a safe drive home.
Okay, buddy.
The voice of your Oakland Athletics, Ken Korak, with us. The number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Saw something interesting in my notes that I get for around the league. And this one player for the A's was in those notes. And it's, like I said, it surprised me. And it's something that's really good. We'll talk about it next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. Don't forget, tomorrow, Sonny Gray, Frankie Montas, A's Cast Live. That's our talk show we do Monday through Friday before every A's game, unless it's a day game. So we'll be on at 4 o'clock. You go to athletics.com/A's Cast. That simple. athletics.com/A's Cast or anywhere you get your podcast, and just hit play at 4 o'clock and we will be there. Frankie Montas and Sonny Gray. Notable American League rookies this season. Joe Ryan is in town with the Minnesota Twins. Reed Detmers was just in town. He threw a no-no for the Angels. Julio Rodriguez, a super kid out of Seattle. Pena, the kid for Houston that's filling in for Carlos Correa. Stephen Kwan from Fremont, Oregon State Beaver, now a Cleveland Guardian We had him on the set of A's Cast Live on the field. Good kid. It was great to have him on the show. All these guys are in there, and then wham, on the list, I went, wow, A.J. Puck. And I was a little bit shocked. And you'd go, well, why would you be shocked? All you got to do is look at the numbers, right? Well, he came in today 15 and a third with a 5.59 ERA, 15 Ks in 11 relief appearances. And that's where, you know, numbers, you can skew numbers a little bit. I'll explain in a moment. But after he throws an inning today, gave up the two hits, but they didn't score. And he went one scoreless, dropped his ERA to 0.55. And I'm like, wow, notable rookies this season. Yeah, when you start to look at the totality of the numbers, I'll work with you there. We do know if you watch this team every day that he was put into situations to where the A's were losing. The A's were, you know, in a situation where they had to make some type of comeback while he was in there or after he was in there. I mean, they were doing a really soft landing spot for him for a while and then finally recently put into games that mattered. So when I saw his name on the list, it makes you realize. And C.J. Nikowski from the Rangers said it best on A's Cast Live. He goes, hey, listen, I do, you know, because I was asking him about, you know, you cover the Rangers, you do the Rangers on TV, but he's also on Sirius XM, the MLB channel. And I got it on XM 89 is my ML. That's where I get MLB channel, and I listen to CJ all the time. But as a national guy versus a local guy, you know, how do you cover it? And he goes, well, obviously, we know our own teams individually better than anybody else, versus how the rest of the country and how you look at the other teams that you don't see every single day. And I just thought this note was interesting. Like, wow, you're going to compare A.J. Puck to the best rookie so far. Yeah, if you look at the numbers, but if you knew the situation, you'd go, I'm not so sure I'm going to compare him to guys who are playing every single day when most of the early outings, except the last couple few outings, have all been in efforts where the A's were losing. But you look at the numbers, if he keeps going out there and doing this, there's going to be people looking at this. He's starting to have a really good year. And I'll stick by what I said before. I want to see probably close to 20 appearances without an IL stint, and I'm going to be really happy. Right now he's at what, 12? I mean, if you can get 12, all right. Now we're really starting to get somewhere. I need to see that he can stay a long time where he's consistent. And you can tell me about, getting stronger in the offseason. I mean, we've heard this stuff so many times about what happens in the offseason and what a guy has done. He's changed this, changed that. And someone writes about it in spring training. Oh, it sounds great. Well, until you see it, you know, and see it consistently. Yeah, we're at 12. We're at 12 appearances. So he's all right. 8 more, and I'm going to be thrilled. 8 more, no IL stint, and what I said before is I don't care what the numbers are. Even though the numbers are great, I still don't care what the numbers are. I know he's got an electric arm. That's why he was a first round draft pick. That's why everybody in baseball had hit all the grades on him was of a first round draft pick. You don't get that grade unless people know you're physically gifted. He's got the gift. He was born with a rocket arm and size. The question is, can he stay healthy? And he's doing that. And that could be huge. I still don't know what his future is. I don't know if his future is of a starter. And a lot of people, especially, I get David Forrest has said it, you know, that's what they want him to do. You want him to be a guy that you think can be a dominant type guy that can come out every 5 days and do that. But this role also can be very key in a baseball world where we're not getting innings from many pitchers. And I still have that bet with the Commander that someone will get 200 innings. Just one guy. Can we get one guy to 200 innings? The less starters throw, the more you're going to need super reliever guys that can give you a couple high-quality, high-leverage innings. And maybe he's becoming that. And that guy's becoming very, very valuable. Oh, boy. Off of Twitter. A's are hitting 199. The first team since 1910 White Sox, who hit 196, to be under 200 after 38 games. Only previous team since 1906 below 200 after 38-plus games, with latest it happened. The 19. This is the company we're in, folks. You ready? 1909 Senators, 1909 White Sox, 1910 White Sox, who we just brought up, 1968 White Sox. Wow, the White Sox. Jesus. And then the 2021 Seattle Mariners. That's the class the A's are in right now. Hitting 199. Remember when all the analytics people told you batting average doesn't matter? Remember that? Just matters how you get on base. Just got to get on base. As Brad Pitt said in Moneyball, do I care how they get on first base? And he looked over. Nope. No, you don't. Oh, okay. Okay, Brad Pitt, how's that working now? Got a hit. And I may have to come out with my book on analytics, and chapter one's going to be number one analytic, score more runs than the other team. Because when you've scored one run or less in 15 of your games, whoa, boy. But it's not going to shock you, right? You're hitting a .199. You got to hit. And even if you hit some more home runs, what are we really talking about? You could hit a few more home runs. A lot of them probably would be solos if you don't hit. It's very rare. I mean, it's very rare. You're just going to have a bunch of dudes who everybody hits bombs. Bombs and walks. I mean, it's what the Yankees do. The Yankees, over 50% of their runs scored are on home runs. It's very rare to do that. And that's why a team like the Houston Astros has been to the ALCS year after year after year. Because, yeah, they can leave the yard, but they hit. They walk and hit. They hit and hit home runs. They can do it all. They can beat you in so many different ways. That's why they're scary. The number is 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
What's it like having supersonic Wi-Fi from Xfinity? It's fast, like riding a cheetah fast. Kitty, U-turn, please. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity.
Get supersonic Wi-Fi with the new Xfinity 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited gig internet with a 2-year rate guarantee, a free streaming box, and add Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
A Honda is more than just a vehicle. It's a gateway to spring adventure. Start your adventures with Honda, the brand owners are calling the most fun to drive. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 2.9% APR on a 2022 Honda Accord, Civic, or HR-V. New vehicles are arriving daily at a local Honda dealer.
Start your spring adventure today at your Northern California Honda dealer. See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com for all your building needs. Ashby Lumber.
This is A's Clubhouse.
And the number is 833-625-2278. I got to tell you, Logue, I like him. I don't know what's going to happen. And we'll see with Cole Irvin. We'll get you updated. We told Cole we'd be watching him on our computers down in SAC. So don't screw it up. I said there's going to be a lot of pressure. But I don't know. Six-man rotation. I just know, Logue, I want to see. I like what I see. Guy's gutsy. Guy comes after you. Got a really good changeup. Not afraid to throw his fastball, even though he's not blowing you away, but he challenges you. I mean, you've had this lefty show up, and he's now 2-2, but he's got a 2.04 ERA. Now, one of the wins is his first appearance out of the bullpen, but I don't know about you, but 2.04 ERA to me says keep throwing him out there. I mean, you got this kid under control for years. Let's see what he's got. See if you got a gamer on your hands and a guy that's going to be able to be in the middle of your rotation that can he be durable? Is he taking the ball every 5 days? Does he eat innings? I mean, if he starts checking these boxes, that's huge. Finding guys that can stay healthy. You know, I joke all the time, the best ability is availability. And pitching these days, if you can prove to me you can stay healthy, that's a major check. I mean, how many times are you looking at transactions? Oh, this guy's on the IL. That guy's on the IL. Oh, he's hurt again. It's this. It's that. I mean, that's got to be old. That's got to get so old for a front office person just going, this guy can't stay healthy. I mean, it's just got to be. It's like, come on, man. The A's are now 5-17 when they do not hit a home run. 5-17, but they're not going to hit a lot of home runs, so it is what it is. All right, let's go to Mustang Matt. Mustang, you are on the A's Clubhouse Show.
What's going on, Uncle Tony? How you been, bud?
Ah, it's a nice little Monday here in the Bay Area. I'm enjoying myself. How about you?
You know, I watched the whole game, and I feel like there's been something I've been noticing. We don't look like a terrible baseball team. We just look like a team that's not hitting in a timely fashion. And I know that sounds I'm not trying to make this a total glass half full situation, but we're playing in tight ball games. You know, we're playing good defense. We're pitching well. Our bullpen's having to throw a lot of innings. You know, but I think, you know, what I've gathered from listening to you over this season so far is it's, you know, that theme of discovery. Well, you know, there's a couple things I'm bummed about. Like we were talking about batting average. So, like, seeing Pache's, you know, batting average in the 160s, a couple other guys in that same boat, that kind of stings. You're like, wow, you know, he's great in defense, but you're probably going to have to figure it out in the, you know, in the batting average department. But you know what? I'm liking some of the pieces we're seeing out of the bullpen. I'm loving seeing AJ Puck, you know, not throw three outings and, you know, end up on the, you know, injured list. You know, some of the other guys too, you know, just seeing, you know, guys hitting 300, but not a lot of at bats. Okay. Just that team batting average stat kind of made me laugh a little bit. I was like, 199? Yeah, but I wonder if we have more wins than those teams had. Maybe not. I don't know. But I think I'm a little more optimistic about the rest of the season as it pertains to seeing the talent that we have and how it's going to flesh out. So I'm pretty sure that our bullpen, you know, is going to be a little bit better than we expected. Our defense seems to be doing, you know, relatively well. It's just this runners in scoring position. The first 2 weeks of the season, we were like hitting like 365, had the most runs scored in the majors. And, you know, now we've gone completely opposite. So I don't know, man. I don't have any wins expectations. I have a side bet with a buddy of mine that says we're going to win 68 games, and hopefully I win that bet. But that also means they're losing 90-plus games. So I don't know. What do you think about the batting average situation? Do you think by the All-Star break we'll be above the Mendoza line as a team?
Who's in the lineup?
Well, let's expect that Murphy's gone, and maybe someone shops. Gosh, is there anyone else they would really take from us right now?
You mean Sean Murphy be gone?
Yeah.
Where's he going?
I mean, someone looking for a power bat that has the ability to do a really good job behind the dish for a pit starting staff. You don't think he would go somewhere?
He's hitting 186.
Oh, is it that bad? I thought it was a little better than that.
He's hitting 186. He hit 216 last year and talked about this year making adjustments. He's hitting 186.
What's the dingers in RBI category? I can't remember.
I want to say he's got four.
Okay.
Hold on. It's been a while. So hold on.
Yeah,
I was right. He's got four dingers, 18 RBIs, okay, with a 634 OPS. I don't think he's being moved anytime soon. Plus, he's under control for a long time. Is it going to get better? I don't know. And I don't know, like you talk about, I keep hearing about the warm weather. Everybody talks about, you know, baseballs and humidors, and maybe they're going to switch out the baseballs for more offense, and maybe the sun's going to come out more, and it's going to be warmer, and the ball's going to be flying. Okay, but, I mean, just going through the averages right now, 213, 209, 162, 163, 186, 231, 267, 181, and 153. By the way, Pache, that 153 in May, he's hitting .071 in May.
Ouch. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that, you know, we're at a point to, you know, Ken Korak was making that point, you know, God, where we are in games. I mean, this was game 38. You know, it's going to be game 39, then game 40 on Wednesday. And it's like, you know, I mean, how much longer? And I don't know what you do. I mean, but at some point.
We can't get rid of the hitting coach, right? Because we changed the hitting coach, too.
Well, yeah, isn't that funny? Everyone likes to blame coaches. It's like, well, okay. I mean, we got some different players, but, yeah, batting average is not – I mean, think about if you took Barrera's just here, Scott here hitting 267, you take his average out, my God.
All right. So, I'm just seeing a lot of – it seems like we're playing a lot of one-run games.
But yeah, you're right. You know, the thing is, like, there's no players listening right now. But if there were players listening, you know, the glass half full is, yeah, other than the fact that they don't hit, they're super competitive. They're competitive because of their pitching. And when they do make errors, the errors really don't come back to haunt them. You know, so, you know, they got an outfield that can go get it. And they're pitching, you know, they don't walk guys. They're doing a good job. pitch into contact. Don't walk people. I mean, and that's why, you know, they go to Minnesota and they get swept, but each game was by one run. And here you are, another close game, you lose 3-1. I mean, you're one hit away, especially by Murph. You're one hit away from the score being different, but you lost. And in the end, that's what matters, you win or lose. But this is not a team going out getting hammered. They're a team that just, they're offensively challenged, but scores are always close because they do the one thing that you do need to do, and that's prevent runs. And how do you prevent runs? You prevent runs with your pitching.
Yeah, and I'm seeing the – I know you were talking about the 200 innings as well. It looks like Montas has – does he have like 47 or 48 innings already? He's in like the top 10 for, you know, innings pitched.
And yeah, man, he's been
pretty good.
Frankie had start number 8 yesterday, which is, well, he was the first guy. I'm sure someone today probably tied it. So he either has the lead for starts or he's tied for the lead in starts in the American League.
Right. Now it's just, we don't really care about the wins losses as much as we like to see, you know, Ks per nine, ERA, and then, you know, runs. There's a specific stat that talks about the fielding independent pitching, kind of like how that works into it. And I think he's, you know, he's running the ball up there 98 miles an hour. And doing pretty good. I know he has those every once in a while. He'll have those blow up innings. But a guy that throws that hard and loses control, you're going to miss middle and provide the power. So
he's at 49 innings.
Yeah.
So let me tell you, we had
200 innings looks like impossible.
we had Dan Hayes on today from The Athletic. He's a Bay Area guy, but he covers the Twins for The Athletic. And he's like, hey, let me tell you, one of the places that would love them some Frankie Montas is the Minnesota Twins. They're going to be one of the teams they will for sure be calling. And that's really the good thing. And Mustang, thank you for the phone call. Always love to hear from you. That is the one thing that every single time Frankie goes out and has like 12 strikeouts like he did yesterday and he's got that split going, just know that there's going to be some desperate people. There's going to be some real desperate people at the deadline. And that's what you want if you're David Forst and the phone calls are coming in. You want to hear from desperate GMs. You want GMs especially – you want GMs who jobs could be on the line. And why is that? Well, because if their job is on the line and if they don't make a key deal and they don't get to the playoffs or don't make a run in the playoffs, and they know that, what do they care about prospects? Desperate GMs don't care about prospects because they got to win now or they're going to be looking for another job. You find a couple of those guys. Now, I don't know which one of those guys are out there, but for sure there will be desperate GMs. There will be guys like Minnesota could be a team. Like Chris Archer, the guy they saw tonight, is that the guy you want going to the playoffs with? Who would you rather have starting a playoff game, Chris Archer or Frankie Montas? You tell me. The number 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show, your phone calls, and Mark Kotze next as we roll on right here on A's Cast.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Firmino throws and Santana takes on the inside corner. Bring him up. Strike three called. And the ball game is over.
You're listening to A's Cast.
And that swung on a high, deep drive, left center field, way back, Pache in the alley, at the track, to the wall, he's there, and he runs it down! And Pache has done it again! He just simply outran that baseball.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
All right, before we get to Mark Kotze and the media, let's go to Lucas all the way down under in Australia. Lucas, you are on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
When we started the season, we had that long road trip. So all the guys were in the same hotel. They were away from family. And we win more games than we expected. Now, since we've been coming back to the Coliseum, we seem to have a home field disadvantage. Is it time to just pack them all up into a hotel in Oakland somewhere just so we get that away feeling so we could start winning some games?
Just make everything a road game. I'm down for whatever will whatever scores runs, I'm all in for.
Absolutely, it just doesn't make sense that in sport you come home to have the home field advantage, but we just seem to throw that away by not hitting.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. It's been rough sledding with all the shutouts, six shutouts on the year. They've scored one run or less 15 times this season. 15.
That's crazy. But I haven't been able to obviously follow the team. Since I found A's Cast, of course, it's been great. But before that, is there anything in history that shows that we've been this bad at home before?
I mean, you could go back and check. I haven't gone back and checked. I mean, but right now, the way they're hitting, I can't imagine there's been too many teams that have been worse than this. Like I said, we went through the tweet is out there by Josh Dubow, I can't remember how to pronounce his last name, but I think he's with the Associated Press. I mean, to hit under 200 after 38 games, there's no old A's team on this list. This is the only A's team on this list. It's just the Senators, the White Sox, and the Mariners. I mean, this is bad to really be, this is bad.
Yeah, well, it's not. It is bad at the moment, but it's not dampening my spirit to get there in July and watch a few games.
Well, maybe you will be the good luck charm.
Well, let's hope. You know, the flights are booked, the hotels are booked. So my daughter and I will be there in July, and let's see how. Well, hopefully we've won a few games before July, but I'll be in there for the Rangers series in the end of July.
Well, you don't have to worry about tickets, or you know we'll take care of you.
No worries, Chris. Well, have a good rest of your night, and I'm just getting home from work, ready for dinner.
Well, you enjoy yourself.
Thanks, Matt. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Oh, yeah, that's called a global brand. We're a global brand. Get calls from all over the place, including Australia. How about that? How cool is that? Yeah, we'll take care of him when he gets here, no question. Yeah, these notes from the game notes about the offense. I mean, all you can do is, as players, coaches, is you wake up and battle. That's all you can do. Doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter what the callers think. Doesn't matter what the listeners think. It doesn't matter what the fans think. Doesn't matter what anybody thinks. The only thing that matters is what the players and the coaches do and prepare and get better. Until there's any type of moves, this is what you got. And as coaches, you can only work with what you got. And players, they know they got to get better. They don't want to look up in the scoreboard. They don't want to look up on the scoreboard and see the averages that they're seeing. You know, you might be able to make some concessions if you're like, well, he's got 8 home runs. Well, he's got X amount of dingers. Well, he's got, well, it's just, you just don't have that. You just don't have a whole lot of production. So when you look at how everybody's hitting, you shouldn't be shocked that they can't score runs. Let's hear what Mark Kotze had to say with the media after the game.
Yeah, you know, obviously, offensively, we haven't gotten the job done. but if you look at some of the individuals throughout the lineup that are, in my opinion, you know, progressing. You know, the kid that stands out is Pache had, you know, another 2 good quality at bats where he hit balls hard, didn't get the result. You know, you look at Kevin Smith tonight, you know, he had 2 quality at bats. So we're doing things that I see improvement in. But we're obviously not scoring runs. So, you know, we talked a little bit about that pregame, trying to create some offense, trying to do some things different. You know, Elvis had a good night with 2 hits. We're reducing our strikeouts. We're just not getting the hit with runners in scoring position and being able to capitalize on just putting at-bats together as opposed to then being kind of spread out.
Still early in the season, but the numbers at home are lower than on the road, in some cases significantly. Is there anything that you would attribute that to?
No, I think, you know, it's probably too early to assess the home-road split in terms of the offense, you know, some of which could be, you know, this is a tough hitter's ballpark. It has been for years. But that's not an excuse to not scoring runs, not performing offensively. You know, we definitely need to do a better job. Offensively, our pitchers have done a really good job. You know, every night they seem to be able to manage the game and keep us in the game. So.
Yeah, what do you saw out of Zach Lowe tonight? He had a very good start of the game.
Yeah, you know, he came out well. I think the biggest thing for Zach tonight, didn't seem to have great command on the inner half, which is a big part of his success. You know, and I think there in the fourth, you know, it just looked like he was maybe running out of gas. I thought it was the right decision to go out and get him. We still had a chance to win the game. Overall, I think, you know, Zach battled without his best command of his stuff tonight.
Mark, how impressive is that outfield when you have Barrera, Pache, and Lorion, just in terms of the range they cover and also the arm that they have?
Yeah, I'd say that outfield, probably if you assess just the true foot speed, it's probably one of the better in the big leagues. Those three guys can go cover ground. Two of them have great arms. I Barrera can throw the baseball, but I think Pache and Ramon, obviously, do a good job with getting to the baseball. We saw that tonight with Potch, even though he made an errant throw. He covered ground quick and made a decision for the third base coach that was probably more difficult. So, but yeah, overall that outfield definitely can go cover ground.
What were you guys checking on with Lou there in his inning?
Yeah, Lou, a little bit of history with this. He gets amped up and has trouble sometimes catching his breath. So I kind of assessed that right away, gave him a couple of pitches, and then wanted to just make sure we went out and checked on him. It wasn't something a little more severe, and he's experienced it before, but obviously, you got to go out and make sure he's okay. Good. All right, guys.
Yeah, that's a little scary, by the way. And that's where you see people rush out. Okay, let's try and catch your breath. You get a little ahead of yourself. Could be a little, I'm not going to try and play doctor or anything. But, yeah, you start losing your breath a little bit. Adrenaline's pumping. Blood's pumping. Everything's going. And all of a sudden, I've never had it before. Some people have it with, like, anxiety. But I've never had that. I don't know. But I bet that, anytime. I mean, we had Bernie Williams on today and talking about unfortunately, the rare disease that took his father's life that he's trying to help bring awareness to. And part of that is, with breath. I mean, but anything that you talk about when you start having shortness of breath, I mean, it's scary. That's why you see people rush right out and go, okay, how's everything going? It's not an arm injury. You're like, and just hopefully, and thankfully, I should say, Lou's fine. But yeah, whenever someone's shortened of breath at any point, you get worried. So that's good. One thing said there, actually two things said there that I want to talk about. And this might even be setting me up tomorrow for A's Cast Live. Talk about scoring at home. You've now lost 13 games at home. So that means 13 times you've won 5, lost 13. That means 13 times the other team didn't have a problem scoring more than you. So asking about, the offense at home. Well, if you've lost 13 games, the other team's offense scored more runs than you. So they didn't have a problem. So none of this, home versus road splits my you-know-what. 13, if the other team scores, you got to be able to score. It's not like we're playing to ties here and you're like, man, no one can score here. What is going on with this ballpark? What is going on with these balls in the humidor? Nobody can score and we're playing to 0-0 ties. This isn't soccer. This is an old school hockey. No one's playing to a tie. The other team's scoring more than you, so there's not a problem with the ballpark. There's not a problem with the balls. They're scoring. That's why you've lost 13 games at home. That's one. Number two, at some point I keep, you're going to hear people with this, hey, how about the barrel rate? What? He hits the ball hard. What? Good at bats. What? What? What are we talking about? When you do not have good numbers and we have to go to certain metrics to try and make up for why you don't have good numbers, that's begging. Sorry. That's just, it is what it is. I hate talking. I mean, I wish we were talking about a team that was, you know, well over 500. But if we're talking about, hey, this guy's barrel percentage, this guy, the exit velocity, this guy, how hard he hits the ball, is, well, that's great. But I really have a guy that actually gets hits and maybe didn't hit the ball as hard and doesn't strike out as much, you know? So taking a metric, like one metric, and using that to try and justify someone's numbers, not, hey, the numbers are bad, but they shouldn't be that bad because this metric says that. Okay. But in sports, you either win or you lose. That's a game, right? It's a game. In sports, you win or you lose. You're doing well or you're not doing well. I mean, it's not as they say, rocket science. We've made up so much stuff in this game. We've made up a lot of different things. Everybody wanted to come up with their metric, and this guy came up with this metric, and then this guy took that metric and supersized it, or put that on steroids. We made this, and then we put pluses next to everything, and now we're comparing it to different eras and ballparks and blah, 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 blah. Can you score runs or not? Can you hit? I read this really good book on analytics during the offseason. And you know what's funny? All the great players have all the great analytics. So there wasn't like rando guy is ranked. Like, you look at all the analytics, guess who's up there? It's Babe Ruth and Barry Bonds. It's not random dude. I mean, here I'm reading this book, and it's explaining all this stuff, and it's going, this is why, you know, runs created, then weighted runs created, then it's become weighted runs created plus, and by the way, who's got the greatest of all time? Oh, yeah, it's Babe Ruth. Oh, really? Shocker. Oh, yeah, the best guys have, however you slice it, dice it, dissect it, still the great players all have the best numbers. Traditional, non-traditional, they got the best. You're going to say top 500 weighted run created plus numbers for players, right? The weighted run created plus, right? You do the top 100, like a batting average. You can look at it like an average. You can look at the top 500. You're not going to find rando. Rando guy is not in there. Rando is for random guy. No randos. It's the best players. They have the best numbers. It's a game of math. The more you do, the more it adds up. No matter how you want to add it, subtract it, times it, divide it, however you want to do it, the better you are, your numbers add up, and that creates a big contract and a great career. All right, we'll get you the scoreboard. I haven't even checked. Is anybody on the line, Pastorino? All right. Coming up next, scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's action right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead. Because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion, are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
A Honda is more than just a vehicle. It's a gateway to spring adventure. Start your adventures with Honda, the brand owners are calling the most fun to drive. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.9% APR on a 2022 Honda Pilot or Passport and a 2.9% APR on a 2022 CR-V or Ridgeline. New vehicles are arriving daily at a local Honda dealer.
Start your spring adventure today at your Northern California Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage. From player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
O'Reilly. If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now an important message from music superstar Willie Nelson.
I've been fighting for legalization of the one thing that can bring comfort to millions. And of course, I'm talking about Skechers.
Can we stop the commercial? Willie, I don't think Skechers are illegal anywhere.
Really? But they feel so good.
Nope, you can wear them anywhere, Willie.
Well, pass the Skechers.
Skechers comfort feels so good because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has all the fits and features you need for ultimate comfort. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
All right, I just wanted to read this to you. Weighted runs created plus. And also OPS plus. Versions of runs created OPS that normalize the stats by accounting for important external factors like ballpark and era. And you go through the calculations. They matter because while runs created and OPS were both huge steps forward from the antiquated offensive metrics. Antiquated are those stupid ones like average. Neither one is adjusted for the context of a given season or a player's home park. And plus, versions of these stats help us not only compare players within a snapshot of a season, but also across eras. And it goes through all this, and in the end it says, Babe Ruth is the all-time career leader in both, because you look at it from an average, right? Average 100. So 100, your average. You're below average 80, and so from 100 to 80, you're below average 80 to 75. You're poor. You're awful at 60. Now, 100 to 115, all right, you're above average. 140 is great. 160 is excellent. Your all-time leader in the clubhouse for both weighted runs created plus, remember, 160 is great, and OPS plus is, go ahead, Scott Pastorino, I will take the drum roll. He doesn't have one. Babe Ruth is your all-time leader at 195 in weighted runs created plus. Remember, 160 excellent. He is all-time 195. And OPS plus at 206. Also, 160 is considered excellent. So at the end of the day, you hear these metrics. The leader is Babe Ruth. You take any of the big boy metrics. Doesn't matter who came up with it. Doesn't matter who designed it. Doesn't matter if you find it, because some of them you find on different sites. Some are Baseball Reference. Some are Fangraphs. Now you go to Baseball Savant, you can actually get way more in-depth into actual, which is actual the game. I like Baseball Savant. But Babe Ruth's still the best in all these. So it's funny to me. You have Zach Logue, by the way, ready? Let's hear from the lefty with the media.
Pretty much exactly that. You know, physically felt totally fine, just didn't quite have the command that I'm used to having and would like to have out there. But, yeah, able to limit the damage. Would like to get through five or six, you know, to kind of get the bullpen some rest. But luckily was able to limit the damage a little bit.
On the inner half, it looked like it was a little bit not maybe as crisp as before.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Kind of like to attack righties in there, and there were definitely times where the situation called for, you know, a hard fastball or a cutter inside, and we weren't able to get it in there, and I kind of fell behind and was put in a hole a little bit. So, yeah, hopefully next time we can clean that up a little bit.
When that part of it is not there for you, is not as critical, how does that affect you? What are you not able to do?
Yeah, so I just, you know, you got to be able to get all four quadrants in, out, up, and down. And if they're able to eliminate a side of the plate, that gives them a big advantage. You know, it kind of limits it to fastball changeup outside. So, yeah, being able to pitch on the inner half is big for anybody, and especially myself.
I guess, kind of comforting is the word, but having an outfield like that that covers so much ground, as a pitcher, how nice is that?
Yeah, it's very, very comforting to see those guys run around out there. I mean, our whole defense in general, you know, you look out there and you feel totally comfortable and confident with everybody that's behind you. You know, Barrera made a nice play. Pache made a nice play for and later in the game. I forget who was pitching, maybe Puck. So, yeah, those guys are awesome out in the outfield. It gives you a lot of sense of security as a pitcher for sure.
There you go. Zach Logue 4 1/3 and gave up 2 runs and he ends up taking the loss. Time now for the Mechanics Bank out-of-town scoreboard. Let's see. Harold Castro hit a dinger. His first one of the year with 2 outs in the 9th inning. Tigers prevail over the Rays 3-2. It was the Marlins beating the Nationals 8-2. Yankees continue to do what the Yankees do. They hit home runs, and they beat the Orioles 6-2. And Kikuchi allowed one hit over 6 shutout innings, and he got the win over the Mariners 6-2. Blue Jays over the Mariners 6-2. Trevor Story He hit a dinger. He's starting to hit better. They had a rain delay in this one, but the Red Sox hold on to beat the Astros 6-3. The Astros had won, what, 12 out of their last 13? It was the Brewers shutting out the Braves 1-0. Freddy Peralta absolutely dominating this one. He improves to 3-1 with 3.53 ERA. Pirates. How about the Pirates? Yesterday they got no hit and won 1-0. Today they get shut out 9-0 and lose to the Cubs. What a wild 2 days for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Rangers over the Angels 7-4. Syndergaard with the loss. Gray with the win. Royals end up losing at home to the White Sox. Luis Robert hits a two-run dinger in the 10th inning, and the Chi Sox take down the Royals 5-3. Kurt Casale hit two home runs for the Giants. Yaz goes deep, and it baby Yaz, and it's the Giants over the Rockies 7-6. And it was obviously the Twins over the Athletics 3-1, and the Dodgers beat the Snakes as the Dodgers are back home. Chris Taylor hit a two-run shot, and the final it was the Dodgers 5, the D-backs 4, and the Cardinals in the Mets game, that was postponed by rain. They've got a doubleheader on Tuesday. Enjoy that, Mets and Cardinals fans. We know how that rolls. What's going on tomorrow with the Oakland Athletics? Well, it's time to see what's on deck, presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber, for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. All righty. We're going to be back in action at 4 o'clock, A's Cast Live. We got Frankie Montas. We got Sonny Gray. Going to be a great show for you tomorrow. Athletics.com/A's Cast. That will be at 4 o'clock. 5:40, we will have A's Total Access brought to you by Chevron. And then first pitch from the Collie will be at 6:40. We'll be watching two pitchers tomorrow. Cap will be on the mound for the Athletics. And then Cole Irvin with the rehab start down in Stockton. And he's going to go deep in this one, like 80, 85 pitches. So we'll see how he is going to pitch. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the A's Clubhouse Show as the A's lose game one of their three-game set against the Minnesota Twins, 3-1. And we'll see everybody tomorrow, 4 o'clock for A's Cast. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
You know when you see a great deal on a phone and then you find out it's not for you? Not at Verizon.
They just gave us all a new iPhone 13.
So we both got the same great deal.
Yep.
Get iPhone 13 on us with select trade-in and 5G unlimited plans for every customer, current, new, everyone, to show the love. Only from Verizon. $799.99, 128 gigabytes only, device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line required. Less up to $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
If baby could talk, she'd say a lot. You'd know what she's thinking and what makes her happy. But unfortunately, baby can't talk or remind you You're the one taking her to daycare today, and she won't speak up if you drive straight to work like any other day and never think to look in the backseat. Every year, dozens of kids die from heat stroke in cars. No one is perfect, so set a reminder and always look before you lock. Where's Baby? Paid for by NHTSA.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw-up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah. And the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
This has been the A's Clubhouse.
Oh, but swung on line to right, a base hit. Chavez, the third, up with the ball is Dyson. And it's going to be close. The dive, the tag. Save at the plate. And the A's have won it.
And that is blasted. Left center field on its way, way back. And Sean Murphy has hit it out. The A's go back to back.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Down the line, Tucker giving chase in the corner at the wall, and gone! Tony Kemp unloads on Luis Garcia, shocks the Astros with the long ball.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.